Over this year, I didn't really think of my self-improvement. For me, this year has been pretty similar to previous years, as changes in my life have been pretty minor. Even though the COVID pandemic hit, it didn't really change my life too much. But anyways, here's the things I chose. So, the first thing I chose was my dream bedroom. In previous years, I used Blender as my main 3D modeling software, but never got a proper tutorial, so my modeling was generally quite poor. But this year, I was given the chance to get a new clean slate, which I promptly accepted, as I knew this time I could get a proper education in 3D modeling in a different software, namely Fusion 360. This taught me that I had to take things more slowly when learning, and I can't skip any beginner content that I might deem as unimportant initially, but would later regret not learning. As for the hardships, there weren't anything extremely challenging, as I got lots of practice with basic functions. Most of the obstacles were purely creative difficulties, such as what I would want to put into my dream bedroom. There were some cases of impediments that challenged my critical thinking, but they were easily overcome just by learning some new tools. Though I don't have any current plans to model anything, I am looking forward to drafting next year and refining and learning new things in Fusion 360. The second thing I chose were my journal logs from social studies. The reason why I chose this wasn't really the social studies aspect of the assignment, but rather the creative writing side of the project. During the writing of the journals, I had to be creative and put myself in the shoes of the characters I was trying to write. This taught me that I shouldn't be afraid of messing up and judging myself based on a bad initial score, but rather to focus on the improvement of a certain skill. Again, I don't really have any real plans for social studies or English class next year, but I'll be looking forward to my improvement. The last thing I chose was for my math class from outside of school. Though I don't have any specific achievements to choose from during this extracurricular activity, I would definitely say that I enjoy the challenge it gave. This class, much like my drafting class, taught me to learn at a slower pace and filled in any gaps in my learning that I may have not noticed before. As always, I don't really have any specific goals set for math class, but I'm looking forward to taking calculus class next year. Overall, this year was pretty standard. I usually don't find it too useful to reflect on the year and my improvements, but sometimes I think it's nice to take a step back and acknowledge the progress I made over the past year. For me, reflection isn't to waste time to dream of an idealistic self, but rather it is to acknowledge the positive changes in my life and to stay optimistic to try to reach the end goal. Perhaps the true treasure were the memories we made along the way.